This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, we'll go to your phone calls if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing the transition to digital audio broadcasting, and this is not happening in the United States. It's happening in Norway, which is the first country in the world to completely shut off FM broadcast.
Maybe.
At least that's according to Wikipedia. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Didn't we just say that they were not totally shutting it off?
Well, there's a claim in Wikipedia that some small markets will, by permission, still be allowed to operate on the FM band.
Right. I've got a report pulled up here from ARRL, which is the amateur radio people.
Right.
They say the switch over to DAB/DAB+ involves only national radio channels. Most local stations are still broadcasting on analog FM. And that's dated December 14th, 2017, one day after FM supposedly died in Norway.
So we're talking about FM is dead on state-run channels or national, as in like the Clear Channel or the iHeartMedia's, you know, the big mega corporations.
They're probably talking about mostly the commercial, the big commercial.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Guys.
But let's get back into your story because it gets into some interesting details here you were saying, Chris.
Yeah, so the move has, however, been met with some criticism linked to technical incidences and claims that there is not sufficient DAB coverage across the country. In addition, radio users have complained about the cost of having to buy new receivers or adapters, usually priced around 100 to 200 euros. That's a lot of money. It's I don't know, that's you know, probably $150+ there,
right,
in the U.S. Currently, fewer than half of motorists, 49%, are able to listen to DAB in their cars, according to DRN figures. According to a study, cited by local media, the share of Norwegians who listen to the radio on a daily basis has dropped by 10% in 1 year, and the public broadcaster NRQ has lost 21% of its audience.
So hold on, let me slow you down here.
Yeah.
So it dropped 10% in a year?
10% in a year.
10%. Okay,
and now they're cutting off.
Right. So 10% of the listenership from FM. Yeah. Dropped off because, again, people are switching to internet streaming or they're getting podcasts or, you know, CDs.
Pandora, iHeartRadio.
Right. So there's all kinds of ways for people to get music and talk content that are not through the radio.
Spotify.
But then what you're saying is of the remaining 90%, half of them do not have the DAB-compatible radio.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah, and so yeah, it sounds like this is going to be the death killer for radio in Norway, possibly.
Right. All of a sudden, now half your audience can no longer hear you.
Correct.
You turn the FM switch off. Yep. And the question is radio that important to people to where they're going to go out of their way? Oh, crap! I'm getting in my car, turning the ignition, and my favorite station isn't there anymore. And then they're going to say, hey, they're going to get to work, the old water cooler talk, right? Hey, dude, what happened to FM 97?
Did you hear
there?
The wacky morning show this morning? Wacky, wacky.
I didn't hear anything. I heard static. So what happened? And then they'll, somebody else will say, oh, well, didn't you hear they were shutting off the FM radio frequencies?
I think the only reason that there wasn't more outrage and uproar about the TV switch to digital in the U.S. is because FedGov was giving out converters.
They
were giving people, here's your voucher to go buy a converter.
But you can't do that with radio, or at least not easily, because, in your car, for instance, which is where most people listen to the radio,
mm-hmm.
right? It's on the way or to and from work. You have to switch out the car radio. Like, there's no other way around that.
I remember when that happened, and I thought about getting some converter boxes, but I was just like, it's not worth it. And even before that, my cable company actually switched to digital, and I got such the runaround that where they said, you have to have them. I got them. I had cables, new cables run, and then they told me, oh, you're not on the right subscription tier, so give us those boxes back. I'm like... And then they did it all again, like, a year later, and it wasn't worth it. And I finally, we just dropped cable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. If they turn off FM radio to where 90% of the radio stations are now gone, meaning that they have a digital component, but they no longer have an FM component, and you need to have this new digital receiver, how many people who just sort of use radio as an appliance, right? Like, it's just a utility. You turn it on, and it's there.
It's that thing in the car that gives me music while I drive to work.
How many people are just going to be, you know, when they finally find out why their favorite station is no longer on the air, how important to them is that station that they're just going to go run out to Best Buy or, you know, whatever the audio store is in their area?
I wonder if I can find an app on my phone. Is probably more likely to happen.
TuneIn, of course, is a fine app. In fact, many radio stations have their feeds over TuneIn. Yep. We also are available, Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, also both available on TuneIn. But yeah, I don't think that many people are going to go run out and drop $100 on a new radio and then spend another $60 or whatever if they don't know how to install
it. It's not $100. It's 100 to 200 euros, which is a lot more than
$100. Right, to them is $100.
Okay, but
they'll pull out $100.
Euro, but it's note. That's a lot more in there. That's a lot more to them than it is than $100 is to us.
Well, I can tell you this: at least here in the United States, the last time I bought an HD radio, because I'm a radio geek, I know what HD radio is. Most people have no idea, and that's because it's been poorly marketed for the last decade or so that it's been around.
Of course,
but I've got, you know, the last time I bought one for my car was like $89 to get an HD. Compatible radio that has like a USB port, and this was years ago, so I'm sure
they paid $20 for the last radio we bought.
They probably got Bluetooth now, but I mean that's not even like mid-range, right? Like as far as car radios go, $89 is low end.
That's very low end.
Yeah, probably like $20 to $50 at Walmart for like the lowest end.
Yeah, but does that include HD radio?
No.
Right.
So I've got an article here from HuffPo that says a survey in the Norwegian newspaper Dagbladet suggests that 66% of Norwegians were opposed to the transition when it began. So two-thirds of Norwegians, when asked, hey, do you want this flip over to digital to happen? They said, nope. Now, I'm curious I'm curious of the two-thirds that opposed it, how many fall into that, I don't have a digital radio in my car. I don't have a digital radio in my house. And then how many of them said, yeah, I've got the digital radio thing, I just don't think it should be mandated. If they want to do it, let them do it.
I am looking, by the way, at Amazon UK here, and to search for DAB car radio. I'm seeing, and I don't have a conversion in front of me, but I'm seeing £60 for a pure DAB radio car head unit with a CD player. And so that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money. I think that maybe they're up. This is the upper end or mid range price range that they're giving you.
I would probably say it's probably no. Yeah. I bet you this is accurate because only reason is because you have to remember that a British pound, one British pound is worth a lot more than one U.S. dollar. Yeah. So that number there doesn't sound like a lot to you.
60
and me,
British
but you're not
pound,
translating it.
80 U.S. dollars. Yeah. If that was 60 euro, it would be 70 U.S. dollars.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about. This is the low side of... That's about what I expected. So, again, I think that they're estimating a little high on the cost of these radios. But go on with more.
Okay, fair enough.
But still, the average person, I don't think, is going to spend $90 to upgrade this. When, like you're saying, 60, 70% of people who are adults have smartphones, at least in the United States. I suspect Norway has similar numbers. They're going to turn to their smartphone.
Yeah, it seems like what they should have done is they should have waited for the cars to adapt and, you know, get the digital.
No, see, now we just mandate that the cars have the digital and
yeah, but you can't mandate.
The way
you're not going to have it. Nobody's going to mandate that somebody with an old car have to go and replace their radio.
Right, but no, all new cars being sold.
They could do that. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Would you do it? Is radio that important to you? Or is it just sort of a thing that you've always had and, you could live without it? 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
dial in toll free if you want to join us on the radio waves here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You want to get into Bitcoin? You've heard a lot about the price, over $17,000 today for the Bitcoin. An amazing success story. You can go over at Bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin, the differences between the different Bitcoins. I don't know if they cover that there yet, but I hope that they will at some point.
I know there is various news related to the various things.
There's big news out of BitPay. Apparently they're announcing they're going to be starting to add more cryptocurrencies, which we've been asking for a long time. So I'm glad to hear maybe it was the fact that AnyPay came out and gave them some competition that BitPay finally got their butts in gear. And is
and then things like coinpayments.net.
Yeah. So we're seeing some good developments in the world of Bitcoin. In fact, Bitcoin.com not only is a great place to get introductory information as to what Bitcoin is, you can also go there to get news headlines about what's going on in the Bitcoin universe. It's all there over at Bitcoin.com. And we can talk more about Bitcoin here in moments. But first, and also you get the word of the year, Daryl. We'll get to that. But first we're going to talk to Dave Ridley, who's on the line from RidleyReport.com via Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I want to update you a little bit about what's been going on in the State House at New Hampshire.
Sure, please do.
As you may recall, there was a Republican who was really kind of a Democrat who managed to kind of squeeze into power kind of by violating some of the rules. And
okay. Is this the Speaker of the House?
The previous Speaker, okay. Sean Jasper.
What rules did he violate? You're talking about House rules or party rules?
These are more party rules, I think.
Okay.
They're supposed to, if I recall, support the candidate that gets the most Republican votes.
Right, yeah, if they go to the caucus.
He was the one that brought Democrats in on it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, he didn't bring Democrats to the Republican caucus.
But
that's not
allowed. Now. He's now no longer the Speaker of the House. They appointed him
to like
some other
agriculture
position. So what's the news? What's happening?
He was in for about 3 years, but there's a new speaker now, and it's Gene Chandler. Chandler was in the saddle when the Free Staters first came to New Hampshire, first pitched New Hampshire in 2003. Okay. He was kind of a middle-of-the-road, not very offensive to anyone type of leader. And I can't really remember any serious problems between him and the Free Staters for as long as he's been there, but Jasper didn't like them.
And Free Staters are people who are migrating to New Hampshire, mostly libertarian types that are coming here to get active in places like the State House and in other ways and within their communities to work towards more freedom. So basically you're predicting that this guy is going to be better than the last guy?
Well, I would have predicted that a few weeks ago,
but
now I don't really need to because his first steps do seem to be vindicating that point of view. He's been bringing in people from the House Freedom Caucus.
Okay.
Those are the folks that were kind of leading the fight against this anti-Free Stater, Jasper, previous.
Daryl, you pay a lot of attention to the State House. Have you heard about these changes that are being made? When you say he's bringing them in, what does that mean?
Leadership positions. I don't remember the names of all the positions.
So he's reappointing like heads of committees and things like that?
I think we're talking more like Majority Whip and so forth.
Internal party things.
I see.
Things.
Okay. Because Daryl follows the State House pretty closely. He's a lobbyist, a crowdfunded lobbyist with libertylobby.info.
Yes.
And you're about ready to kick State House into high gear here, I'd imagine, in the next few
I'm
weeks.
I'm in the bill reviewing phase right now.
So you're actually reading through a bunch of legislation.
Yes.
You usually will actually take the time to grade that legislation as to whether or not it is pro-freedom or not so pro-freedom. And you're doing that on behalf of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yes.
Which is another great, you know, liberty group.
Yeah,
here.
They're good.
They're pretty good. You know, obviously you would like to tweak them in certain ways, but
yes,
you haven't. You're yes, not in charge. I would. But Dave, so you're saying that this bodes well, possibly for, you know, the future of libertarian people who are in the state house but not under the libertarian label, like as far as Republicans who might actually be either secretly or openly very libertarian but don't want to leave the Republican Party?
Yeah, it seems to. I mean, Jasper was about as bad as you could get, you know, other than having a nice demeanor. He was as bad as you could get in a Republican Speaker of the House. He was just a big spending authoritarian, throwing his weight around, guy. It can't get too much worse than that, so it can only get better.
All right, all right. Well, I appreciate the predictions. I guess we'll see how all that shakes out. What's going on the Ridley Report this week?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. I think all I've got to upload this week is some stuff from, the most interesting thing I've got probably is a video from Theo Tino. Do you remember him?
Isn't this a Bitcoin guy?
Yeah, he confronted an official, one of these regulators in New York.
Cool. And was it? Were you there for it?
Oh no, not in New York.
Okay, because most of the stuff on Ridley Report is your own personal work. You record a lot of real life encounters with politicians and, you know, bureaucrats, and so this is an imported video that you shared.
Yeah, okay. I did do some ambush interviews though over the last week or two, and those will trickle out in due
Excellent.
Course.
Excellent, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Thanks for the call tonight. And if you want to get involved in this migration that's happening here, you can do it. You don't have to join the Free State Project. You can if you want. You don't have to join anything. You can just move to New Hampshire. You can just connect with the libertarians that are here. If you would prefer a more decentralized group, there's the Shire Society, which you can go to shiresociety.com, and you can look at the Shire Society Declaration, which we actually brought over a copy of that to the masjid today. Will Coley has finally opened the doors on the mosque.
The grand opening.
I don't think it was the grand opening. I think that's tomorrow, but we couldn't go to that. So he invited us to come, because, well, I couldn't go, and maybe he didn't think about you, but since I work on the Saturday show on Free Talk Live, I think they're going to have some sort of an evening grand opening special.
Ah, okay.
I think, tomorrow, but this is, you know, big news for Free Talk Live hosts and,
oh, yeah,
and listeners. We've
definitely
been talking about this for a while, where Will Coley, who is our occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live, has opened up the Malik Center, which is not only a mosque, but also an interfaith community center. And it's still kind of under construction, but it was good enough today to finally open up the masjid side of things. And they had their very first Jummah, which is their Friday afternoon session, I guess. I don't know exactly what comprises a Jummah. There was a speaker that we saw, and then there was worship. That's the best way I could describe it as
there was prayer and something that would be somewhat similar to a sermon, but not quite as preachy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I was glad to be there for it. And so, yeah, we'll keep you informed as to how that situation develops. I do have pictures. I'm sure there will be some sort of a blog post at freekeen.com at some point. You can bring up whatever you want. Looks like BitPay is rolling out extra platforms for its merchants, which is very exciting. News in the Bitcoin world, plus the word of the year.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Big news in the world of cryptocurrency. BitPay, probably the world's most prominent Bitcoin merchant services provider, is making the move to Bitcoin Cash. They are adding Bitcoin Cash. They're going to keep the Bitcoin Core, BTC, the sort of legacy Bitcoin or whatever you want to call that. They're going to keep that around. Not that anybody's actually using it for transactions these days, unless they're insane in most transactional circumstances, unless you're spending $1,000 or more on a product. But the big question is, what's coming next? I mean, that's big news for Bitcoin Cash, and certainly over the last few days, the price has gone up a little bit of the Bitcoin Cash. It's now at about 10% of the price of a Bitcoin, so like $1,700 or so bucks for a Bitcoin Cash. The question is, what else will BitPay choose? And they have their criteria that they go over in their press release that they put out about this big change. But obviously a lot of people are going to be hoping for their favorite cryptocurrencies to be added to that platform. Luckily, you don't have to wait for BitPay because you already have AnyPay. So if you want to have a merchant platform that you can use at like a retail point of sale, you can go to anypay.global and you can just get started with that. In fact, they are working on implementing Bitcoin Cash. I don't know if it has been rolled out completely yet, but it has been in the testing phase now for a couple of weeks. and they already have Dash. They already have Litecoin. So if you want to add, you know, Bitcoin, Core, Dash, Litecoin, acceptance, you can do it all in one fell swoop over at anypay.global. Now, speaking of Dash, it is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. We were just out today at the local cryptocurrency meetup here in Keene. Had about, I would say, more than a half a dozen folks, maybe like seven or eight people showed up today, and I know I paid with Dash. I think you did as well.
Definitely.
Daryl, were you a Dash
yes.
today? Yeah, so a few people came in to a local business, which is sort of a mix between a deli and a bar, because they've got a full liquor license, but they've also got sandwiches. And so we were able to buy our lunch with Dash today. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. Although, Daryl, you did have an issue where it didn't send quickly from your wallet. As soon as it sent, it the merchant got it right away. But we thought it might have been the Tor browser that you were running that would have gotten in the way. And it seemed
but
like
that's never
it helped.
Had a that's never been an issue before.
Yeah, I actually ran into the same problem, and I restarted Dash, and it might be an issue with the Dash wallet. Are you using the Dash wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be the Dash wallet.
Maybe Coinomi would be better. I don't actually
Will
know.
Will Coley was having problems sending stuff out of Coinomi recently.
Yeah, well, part of the problem that we run into here is not necessarily that the currency itself has an issue. It's the wallet software that will frequently have some sort of an issue, or the phone will get disconnected from the internet, or it'll seem as though it's connected. Like, I've had the issue where mine won't send, and then I'll just turn off the data on the phone for a minute and turn it back on, and then seconds later it goes through. So sometimes it's like the currency's fault, it's the internet that's not there.
My experience has been it's almost always very quick and fast. With Bitcoin, it was
almost always. It's still often enough not to notice it. Like,
I've only had it happen like once or twice.
And we're talking about all cryptocurrencies here. We're not just talking about Dash. It's true of all of them. If you've got a shoddy internet connection an unreliable phone or something like that, you're going to have problems paying with cryptocurrency. And this is one of the issues with crypto is if you got bad internet somewhere, you're not going to be able to pay with crypto. So like on a campground, for instance, it can be a real challenge paying with cryptocurrency. But regardless, Dash is there, and when it works, and it does work most of the time, as long as you've got a good internet connection, it works very well. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for pennies on the dollar, a fraction of the cost of sending a Bitcoin transmission. You can do Dash. It's decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. So who's coming next when it comes to BitPay's big announcement here? I'm going to read from their press release on their blog. This dated today. I just saw this news literally right before we started the show. We started BitPay in 2011, they write. That's a long time ago in the Bitcoin universe. 2011. That's the supermajority of the time that Bitcoin has been around.
That amazes me. We've been accepting it since basically BitPay, got off the ground, and I didn't realize it had been
that long.
Years. Yeah, I mean, that's quite a long time, yeah.
He says, because we knew that the Bitcoin blockchain could make payments faster, safer, and more efficient than ever before. Since then, we've been able to bring Bitcoin's benefits to millions of people. Just this year, BitPay has processed more than $1 billion worth of Bitcoin payments, and our payment volume growing more than 300% year over year. Overall, Bitcoin has had an amazing year with significant growth in value and transaction volume. Other blockchains have also seen extraordinary growth, and the top 10 alternative cryptocurrencies now reflect a total of more than $179 billion in market cap value. Now, that's excluding Bitcoin. Because if you include Bitcoin in that, you add another $300 billion. So we are over $500 billion total market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined at this point. And it has been shooting up over the last few weeks. Incredible to watch. Anyway, they go on to say that there's a clear demand for blockchain technology, which is the tech behind Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies, most of them. So again, he says there's a clear demand for blockchain technology around the world. Now, why BitPay will process payments on more blockchains? To meet the growing demand, BitPay is moving now to support payments on the other blockchains, which Bitcoin has inspired. We've received repeated requests from merchants and users over the years, including some of us here in New Hampshire. I've definitely sent emails to BitPay, and their response is always like, we only support Bitcoin. They never say, oh, we might be working on that. They don't even want to tease you into thinking that they're doing this. They keep it all under wraps, I guess. Anyway, many of the top alternative cryptocurrencies blockchains make their own innovations on the features which have made Bitcoin great for payments. These range from faster transaction confirmations to greater payment privacy. Maybe hinting that they might add a privacy coin at some point.
Maybe then.
Allowing our merchants to accept payments on other blockchains will open up new customer bases to our merchants. Merchants can already reach the hundreds of billions of dollars currently moved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. And as BitPay adds support for additional blockchains, our merchants will be able to serve new customers using other emerging currencies for payment. Due to the Bitcoin blockchain success and rising adoption, demand for Bitcoin transactions is outstripping its capacity, causing miner fees to rise on the Bitcoin network. I checked today, by the way, and the current median fee, meaning that half the fees are below, half are higher, on Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Core network, is $15. And it's stayed there for a few days now, $15. It's just absolutely insane. Going on here, with multiple blockchain payment options, our merchants' customers will be able to choose one with features, confirmation times, and miner fee levels that work for them. They say, we'll continue to build on the Bitcoin blockchain without interruption. We're examining every option that we can to use or to allow Bitcoin users to continue to affordably and reliably pay for the things they need, including the current development efforts on the Lightning Network. But I gotta say, I am super glad to hear that BitPay is doing this, adding these other options, because there every now and then I have to pay a bill through BitPay, and I don't like it when I have to pay Bitcoin because of the fees. And so being able to have a choice is going to be a relief to me as a cryptocurrency customer.
It's definitely been hindering our sales, people paying.
Have you seen it going down over time?
Yeah, it's for the last...
This year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the last, what, maybe 3 months?
Especially in the last 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, ever since the fees became, you know, kind of out of control,
and
we're not even selling the stuff we're selling is mostly kind of higher end stuff, so $50 plus. So you're
even
not,
then there's a drop off.
Right. Right. So it's not even like it's a food business where you're doing.
Right. Because $15 is still a good chunk of a $50 bill. I mean, you're talking about a 30% fee. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So a little bit more about BitPay's plans. Kudos to them for making this decision. It's been a long time coming, but it's about time. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial toll free and join us right here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about a pretty important development in the world of cryptocurrency, especially for Bitcoin Cash, since Bitcoin Cash is the first thing besides the old Bitcoin Core that has been rolled out by BitPay, the world's largest, I would say, most influential, longest running merchant services provider for cryptocurrency acceptance at the point of sale. In this case, it looks like they're rolling it out maybe online. In fact, Chris, you're checking out your website, thinkpenguin.com, which is where our listeners can go to get...
I am.
You can get Linux-based hardware that is super privacy-oriented. So people that are really interested in protecting your privacy, you got to check out thinkpenguin.com and some of the options you got there. You've got the VPN router, where VPN is baked in at the router level, which is an incredible feature. You've got that. You've got also like computers, like laptops, and the... what else?
Yeah, laptops, desktops, all sorts of accessories, Wi-Fi adapters, dial-up modems.
And you guys have been vetting these products to make sure that like the underlying code in some of this stuff is solid privacy.
Yeah, I mean, basically the sources are available for everything, which basically means that the hardware, I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, bought a printer, you know, and for a computer, and then they go to upgrade the computer, buy a new computer 6 months later, and their printer doesn't work with their new computer.
Because of the drivers.
Yeah, because they don't have new drivers for the new version of the operating system, and that's on Windows. But on Linux, you upgrade more frequently. So if you don't have properly supported hardware and you go to upgrade, you could end up losing support for your, you know, certain peripherals. And basically, by having the sources available, it ensures that the community is able to support that hardware and everything goes nice and smoothly.
So you want some great hardware.
And much easier.
Yeah, that cares about privacy. Go to thinkpenguin.com and you can pay with Bitcoin. But what you're telling us on the air in the last segment is that because of these Bitcoin fees, which are insane at the moment. I mean, $15 is the median fee right now for a Bitcoin transaction. Because of these fees, you believe that's been driving away. I mean, there's two reasons why people won't spend Bitcoin. There's the fees, and then there's the idea of no one wants to spend a thing that tends to go up in value. Now, we're different here in the Keene area because we're advocates for Bitcoin. We're far more likely than the average Bitcoin holder to go and spend it because we understand that putting Bitcoin in the hands of other people in the community benefits everybody. If everybody in a given geographic area, I mean, obviously not everybody's going to adopt cryptocurrency, but the more people that adopt cryptocurrency acceptance as a business owner and actually end up getting paid in cryptocurrency, because step one is for them to adopt it, step two is for people to actually come in and spend it. So if you Correct. Actually do have people spending it and those merchants hold on to it, they have a very positive experience as long as the price goes up. And that endears them to the idea of cryptocurrency. It makes them more likely to spread the idea of cryptocurrency to their friends and their other customers. And if everybody in a given geographic area, or again, a lot of people, are getting more wealthy, that's good for the whole community. Mm,
yes.
So, like, this is really, and of course, cryptocurrencies allow more money to be kept from every sale rather than going to credit card companies. So there's all kinds of reasons why businesses should be accepting cryptocurrency. But even those who are old school, like your business, Think Penguin, that has been accepting crypto for years, you've seen the numbers falling off noticeably within the last few months because of the fees, right?
So I'm really glad to see that Bitcoin Cash is going to be an option now. I actually looked the other day to see if we could use coin payments or another payment option because you know BitPay has been refused and to give us options through their service and it's just if it's not working, you know, you gotta fix it somehow.
And they're not fixing Bitcoin Core anytime soon. So Bitcoin Cash is already working. So let's just, you know, if I get the choice, I'm paying with Bitcoin Cash. It's just it's like not even a choice at this point. Like no fee, virtually no fee, or $15. I mean, it's an obvious choice. I hope that kicks the Bitcoin Core developers' butts into gear and they actually finish up work on this supposed Lightning Network, which is supposedly right around the corner and going to lower the fees. In fact, BitPay says they're working with accepting the Lightning Network thing, so they're going to implement that once it's implementable. They say we're already working in various parts of our platform to support transactions with SegWit. Now, this is a technology that they say here is a new set of features in Bitcoin, which can reduce the Bitcoin miner fee cost for transactions by over 40% on average. They say, however, with average transaction fees already around $20, we understand that Bitcoin alone cannot handle the current demand for blockchain payments. And that's a sad but true statement. Bitcoin has not been able to scale. And again, it could also be called Bitcoin Core.
You know,
but it hasn't been able to scale, and so therefore the fees have gone insane, and people have dropped off.
And in some respects,
they're buying it.
In some respects, this is actually a good thing because it's pushed companies, it's pushed innovation. Whereas before we only had Bitcoin,
people were relying on Bitcoin.
Right, it was working. We had all these forks, but nobody was moving to them. Nobody was adopting or the acceptance of them. They were not. We had some like coin payments, but it wasn't. You know, there was a lot of rough edges. But now we have AnyPay, so we have a bunch of different options.
Right,
and if it wasn't for the fees,
there's not a bunch, but there are a few.
Well, there's coin payments. They're improving coin payments.
We can count it on one hand, but
there's three to be explicit, probably. And but before we really only had one usable solution. It was pretty much BitPay for accepting bitcoins, whether it was in the real world or
and we've been pushing AnyPay around here, just like out on the seacoast, pretty hard.
Oh yeah,
in most places there aren't people actually pushing for people to change. So this is going to be good for those businesses who are already on the BitPay system, who can now add Bitcoin Cash. They say here that we added Bitcoin Cash support to the BitPay wallet app. So BitPay has its own wallet for just the average user of Bitcoin, because there's like dozens of wallets out there. BitPay has one. But they also have the merchant side of things. So they said, we added Bitcoin Cash in September of this year. Since then, we've had growing demand from our merchants and their customers to enable Bitcoin Cash support for our payment processing services, too. Bitcoin Cash is a blockchain created by a fork of the Bitcoin network. It allows for payments with significantly faster network confirmations and significantly lower miner fee costs. They say that they give you a comparison of the average Bitcoin Cash miner fees versus the average miner fees for Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core, and the difference is striking. It says here that the fee per kilobyte for Bitcoin Cash is about 2.1 cents. So in Bitcoin terms, when a transaction is made, the size, the kilobytes, the amount of bytes in the transaction determines, is a major determining factor in what the cost of that transaction will be as far as the network fee is concerned. So to compare, the fee per kilobyte for Bitcoin Cash at the time of today, so this was sometime today that they captured this because it can change, was 2.1 cents per kilobyte for Bitcoin Cash compared to $60.82. These are averages, $60.82 per kilobyte over on the Bitcoin Core BTC blockchain. So a tremendous difference.
2.1 cents to $60?
To $60.82. Wow. That's average. So again, the average fees are going to be higher in a lot of cases, especially on Bitcoin, because some people are some people are sending $100+
right.
fees because they want super fast, you know, delivery.
Right, because I've gotten several notices over the last week from one of the wallets that I use mentioning the congestion, yep. saying it could take hours or days.
Airbits, I think it was yours that did that.
Yes.
And blockchain.info also, when you log into their, at least their website, I haven't gone on their phone app, it also has a big network,
yeah.
you know, warning, Ethereum and Bitcoin, BTC, it is slow, beware. You're going to have delays.
Yeah, I've seen this in the past week here. Multiple 3 or 4 days we waited, I think, until we eventually contacted customers about their payments not having confirmed.
Wow.
And it's the first time I've ever seen that, actually. So it's definitely I will
have you already shipped the products?
No, of course not. Okay. We do confirm before we ship products because we do sell some pretty expensive items here.
Makes sense.
You know, it's fraud is a rampant thing and we don't
want to have over 7 days now. I'm waiting over 7 days for a few transactions I sent back on the 6th. So we're coming up on 10 days.
Yeah.
On that. And I even did the transaction accelerator on it, which I paid for.
Oh, interesting.
And I think it's coming up on 72 hours since I did that.
And transaction accelerator that you pay for, they say if it doesn't go within 72 hours, you get a refund.
Yes, I'll have to look at that later and see exactly when I did that a few days ago. Anyway, they say here, as we work to adopt the scaling technologies being developed in the blockchain payment space, allowing purchasers to use their Bitcoin Cash is one important step in the right direction. They say we'll begin adding support for a Bitcoin Cash payment option this year, starting with BitPay card loads, which is very cool. Now, they're talking about this. This is the debit card that we've discussed on the air. There's a bunch of these things in different countries of the world. BitPay is one of the providers where if you're in the U.S., you can get one pretty easily, where if you have Bitcoin, and apparently very soon Bitcoin Cash, you'll be able to actually load the debit card with U.S. dollars when you send over Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash to it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.